Atman is second. That Paramatma is the preferred. And he is looking after. So, you should do karma, but give its fruits to Krishna. Jagyarthat karmano. Lokamen karmanandhanaha. If you are not offering your all these things, fruitive karms to Krishna, the fruits, then you will have to suffer. So be detached with this and do your duty. Don't try to test all this. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phale sukadasachana. You have some duties. In karma, you have right to do some karma. But you should not seek fruits. Otherwise you will be entangled. So this do for Krishna. Whatever you do, do for Krishna. This is second thing. Third, Guhyatam. He has told in sixth. The relation with Bhagavan like this. That give your all the fruits to, you should do whatever you do for Krishna. But you are giving, donating to Krishna your. Are you master of that? You are giving some donation to your father. Your father has kept so much big property. And you are giving him something. You are serving by his own
wealth.
So you cannot donate him. Mm-hmm. You can serve. So Krishna is master of all wealth, also of our body. How can you donate anything to him? There is nothing to donate Krishna. So we should be like a servant. But what class of? Then Krishna is telling to him, manmana bhava. Give your heart, your mind, everything to me, like gopis gave. There is none in this whole world or any epic has told. There is no another example except gopis. Arjuna could not give him. Yashoda mother cannot give everything, but gopis can give. Manmana bhava. Give your heart and mind to me. Like once Krishna was going to cowherd with lakhs and lakhs cops and cowherd boys. He was so beautiful. He took his bansi. A newly married girl came to Nandgaon. His mother-in-law told that don't go to see, otherwise very poisonous snake will bite you. She replied that why your daughter is going and why you are yourself going? I must go. And she also went there on the door and she was looking after Krishna. Krishna did something to a cough and he jumped up and came nearer to that girl. And Krishna gave something like this and she saw and took her heart with him and went away. She became like mad because her heart was not with her. Krishna took his heart and went to cow herd. She was just standing and looking. When all the dust came down and Krishna went, entered the forest. And she was only remembering that past time. How Krishna is beautiful. How he touched my face. And then she was just standing only. Then his mother-in-law came and told, what are you doing? I have warned you not to go. I see that a black serpent has bite you. So he took forcibly and brought him in his house and told that you should and telling or she ordered and she went in his own job and that lady took a vessel, a pot full of mustard seed, you know, very little and began to chop. Again she, her mother-in-law came, what you are doing? Nonsense. You are not churning yogurt, you are churning this. I think poison has gone to your defected now. Oh, come on with me. Go to well and bring some water. He kept one bottle here, another pot, third pot, three pots. And he gave a rope, very long. And he also, he gave a boy, his baby. His baby money, his own baby. He gave. And Bobby was very little. He took also in this. And taking all, he went to well. He was accustomed to go there. So she went there. And he kept that boy there, vessels also. And he took the rope and made a
tied a knot around
it. And then he gave it in the neck of that boy. Because he had no sense at all whether it is vessel, pot or boy. And he was going to
throw it in the well.
But the ladies were there who know all these mysteries. Oh, some told that, ghost has
possessed her. Entered her.
Yes. And ghost has possessed her. But anyone told those who knew that not ghost. Not bhoot, but poot of Nanda. Poot of Nanda means son of Nanda. He has poisoned, taken her heart. So one should be like that girl, that giving his heart purely to Krishna. This is Manmana Bhav. Arjun told, I cannot do in this battlefield. This battlefield. How can I be in trance and serve Krishna? You? I cannot do. Then he tells, Madhbhakto, you should try to Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Darshanam, Sakshatmanivedanam. He told, this is very difficult. In battlefield, I will have to fight. I cannot do. Then he told, what? Madhyaji, you should worship me by flowers, by arti, by other things, you should. By preparation, offering. Oh, in battlefield, how I can do? Then if you are not doing so, then Ma Namaskuru, only you should do pranam to me and have bow and arrow. Arjun told, that I can't.
Impossible.
So these are four
gradations.
Gradations. Four kinds of. But our goal, what is? To give our heart and soul every to Krishna. Like Krishna is my beloved. If you cannot do, always thinking worldly thing, what a guru can give? Guru must give. He should try to associate his disciples. Try to give. I see that there are so many gurus. They give an initiation. And 10 years, they never have any connection and anything, no letter, nothing. They are giving initiation so many, more than less, but no relation with anyone. This is not a duty of a guru. They will take all the wealth of and property of disciple, but they cannot purify hearts. They are not actually guru. Shraddhaman janhan bhati adhikari. What is shraddha? He is telling, first thing is shraddha, desire to serve Krishna. That by serving Krishna, my whole life will be successful. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudrna nishya. 62. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai.
By rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. This confident, firm faith, favorable to the discharge of devotional service, is called Shraddha.
So much. Any purpose?
Yes, sir.
Swamiraj has written, firm faith and confidence are called Shraddha. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he is to be understood to have performed all his responsibilities in the material world. He has satisfied his forefathers, ordinary living entities, and demigods, and is free from all responsibility. Such a person does not need to meet his responsibilities separately. It is automatically done. Fruit of activity, karma, is meant to satisfy the senses of the conditioned soul. However, when one awakens to Krishna consciousness, he does not have to work separately for pious activity. The best achievement of all fruitive activity is detachment from material life, and this detachment is spontaneously enjoyed by the devotee firmly engaged in the Lord's service.
Samij has told that distribute my books. It is right. But has he warned that you should not take these lines? This nectar, he has told only that you should try to take the nectar and try to distribute this thing. If you are selling and distributing only paper, no use. He has told to distribute all these things. What is Shraddha? Like Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in 22 markets. His flesh went on. Blood went on. His bones broken. And still, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
This transcendental sound was coming. Then those who were beating him, what they were? Like demons. They told that if you are not dying, then our whole family will suffer. So please die. Then he told that, oh, I am dying. And he posed like a dead body. And they felt it in Ganges. Very easily, after some time, after 10 minutes, Haridas Thakur again came in very sound health, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So we should be like that. If you are cut it in lakhs and lakh pieces, no harm. We should depend on Krishna. This is like a Shraddha. You should have a Shraddha like Prahlad Maharaj. He was beaten more than Haridas Thakur. He was given poison. He was poisoned. He was given in fire, in sea. From mountain he was thrown out. He was bitten by snakes and elephants. But nothing. Always Krishna protecting. So we should be like that. And always without any fear, Upeshwar chant, remember. And Sat or Guru, they first await love and affection. So, Guru should be like that. If you are telling, oh, this bubble tree, you know?
Thorny tree.
Thorny tree. That this is a mango tree, then no fruit will come. So it is thorny, it cannot give fruit. So go to mango tree. And then in this season time, it will give fruit. So we should try to be. So you should try to take all the essence of Swamiji internal. Everything is there. Everything in Srimad Bhagavatam. But why Rupa Goswami and others made Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the books? Why? Why? Everything is there. But lock, key and key is in their hands. So, Jaha Bhagavat Pada. I think that Swamiji has given his all things in books, his books. But I think that if he was now here in this world, he would have made so many books. Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, and Vedanta also he had made. So many. I know. So, why others are making books? If Swamiji has everything in his book, why they are writing on another books? Why they are doing? So, we should try to develop Krishna consciousness and try to follow the teachings of Swamiji or Guru Parampara, Krishna Chandra, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and then quickly they will be free from this worldly chain of birth and thing, and we can serve Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Gaur Pramana.